Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. This is the reading of God's word. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed. And the ruin of that house was great. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Oh Father, grant us an ear to hear your word, so that we may hear your voice through your word, telling us the wonderful stories of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through your word, let us see what our Lord has done and accomplished for us. And through your word, let us have that sweet fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Father, let us truly understand your word, and by your grace, let us believe and also obey your word. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, again, I say to you, in the book of Luke, we are witnessing what Jesus Christ is doing. He is accomplishing the kingdom of God. And because he is doing that, the reality of that kingdom is witnessed. And in Luke chapter 6, through the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus Christ witnesses reality of that kingdom and also the reality of the citizens of that kingdom. So through his teaching, we learn how we are, who we are. And we have to believe that that is how we are, so that by faith we may live as such. Today's passage is very, very important. And I know it's hot, but I pray that God will give you strength to hear this sermon, because this is really, really important. Today's passage, the very end of the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus Christ contrasts the citizens of the kingdom of God and the citizens of this world. But before Jesus does that, he says this in verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Well, let that sink in your heart. All those who call Jesus Lord, are you calling him your Lord just with your lips without your hearts? Or are you calling him Lord by the true faith? We must examine ourselves to see if it is by our faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The true Christians are the ones who call Jesus Christ the Lord by the work of the Holy Spirit in them. But according to Jesus Christ, there are people who call him the Lord, but do not obey him. But if you are calling Jesus Christ your Lord, then you are acknowledging that he is your master, that he is your king, that he is your God. To call Jesus Lord, Lord, without any intention to obey him is utter nonsense. Thus Jesus asked, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Those who truly believe that Jesus is the Lord will obey Him. Thus we read this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 21, Jesus says that those who do the will of the Father are the true brothers to Him. But He answered and said to them, my mother, my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Those who do not obey the word of God are, according to James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, but prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves, meaning deceive themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Those who only hear without obedience, they deceive themselves. Of course, we are not saved by our works, but the Bible clearly says in James chapter 2, verse 26, for just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. By this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. The one who says, I have come to know Him, and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him out himself to walk in the same manner as Jesus walked. God says anyone who says that he or she knows God and does not obey, that person is a liar and the truth is not in that person. Titus chapter 1 verse 16a, they profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny Him. By disobeying God, they deny God. Everything that we have said up to this point is the truth. But if we are very honest about it, when we read these verses, we are bothered by them. Why? Because if we examine ourselves truly, then we have to conclude that we are those who just hear His word and not obey. But we must remember that we are hearing the gospel, meaning the good news. And if we are hearing the gospel and yet it's not good news to us, then something is not right here. This is why we must understand today's passage clearly. So listen up, because it is really important that you understand so that it may be gospel to you, good news, rather than just bothering you. We must understand what we are saying in terms of Jesus Christ. Now, from verse 45, two kinds of people are being contrasted. There is one thing that you and I must understand correctly, even as we begin this. The two kinds of people that are being contrasted here, they both go to church. Because our passage says they both hear the word of God. Luke chapter 6 verse 47, who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them. But Luke chapter 6 verse 49, the one who has heard and has not acted. One obeys, the other does not obey, but they both heard the word of God. So we're not comparing people who come to church and people who doesn't come to church, who don't come to church. Yes, we are comparing with true Christian and non-Christian, but they both come to church. They both hear the word of God. It is not that one hears the word of God and the other does not hear. The difference then, difference is that one obeys, the other does not. Now, Jesus says that one who obeys is a citizen of the kingdom of God, and the other who does not obey is not. Again, I say today's message is really important. As we have said before, if we examine ourselves truly, then we must confess that we are just like the one who hears God's word and does not obey. Then how can this be to us the gospel, the good news? How can you be so sure that you are a Christian? Because we know, I know and you know, we don't obey. Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to the 49. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Now, we must understand what Jesus is saying here correctly. Definitely, two kinds of people are being contrasted here. Both are building their houses. Their lives are expressed as building their houses, meaning their works are compared to building their houses. Now, if we focus on the two houses that these two are building, then those two houses are pretty much the same. But God says one was built well and the other not. But we need to understand their works, their lives, the building, the houses. Both houses are pretty much the same. Jesus says that the first one is well built, but not because the house itself is better built than the second house, But it is well built because of its foundation. It is built on the rock. But the other house, which collapsed, is built on the ground without any foundation. That's the difference. Both houses are pretty much the same, but their foundations are completely different. I mean, let's face it, if you compare your life with non-Christians out there, it's like your life is superior, way better than non-Christians. It's pretty much the same. What is the difference? The foundation. We build on the rock, Jesus Christ. Whereas non-Christians, they build on everything else which is no foundation at all. That is the difference. And you must understand that in order for this to be gospel to you. Otherwise, then you have to conclude that you hear the word and you don't obey and you're not Christian at all. That's the only thing you could conclude if you don't understand this correctly. We're all same. We don't do anything perfectly. Without Christ, only thing we are able to do is sin. Those who hear the word of God but do not obey. We have a very good example in the Old Testament. The Israelites in the Old Testament, yes, ultimately they collapsed. But are we any better than them? No. If I tell you not to be like the Israelites in the Old Testament, and you do your best to obey, then do you have the confidence that you are the not only hearer, but doers of the law? What you and I need to understand and believe is this, that only Jesus Christ has built a house which forever stands. Only Jesus Christ. No one else, not you, not me. The person who is building this house that never collapses, that's Jesus Christ. You have to understand this. Otherwise, you're going to be lost and always concerned in your heart because you know you sin and you sin and you sin. So, it is Jesus Christ only who builds this house will never collapse. And only in Him then, only in Jesus Christ, we are building the house that will never collapse. We must build our houses on Jesus Christ. First, when we hear the Word of God, we must unite them with our faith that God has given us. And whatever that we do, we must do it by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in Jesus who has obeyed the word of God perfectly for us. The foundation of all our works must be Jesus Christ. You must do it with faith in Jesus Christ. Only by faith in Jesus Christ, we are able to build a house that will never collapse. Only by faith in Jesus Christ, we are able to obey God perfectly. No matter how much we try, we cannot obey God perfectly on our own abilities and strength. And I'll be repeating what I'm saying over and over again because that's just what I have to do because you have to get this. We must build our house on the rock, who is Jesus Christ. Meaning we must do all things by faith in Jesus Christ, who has obeyed God perfectly in our places. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For no one is able to lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only foundation. Otherwise, whatever we build, it will collapse. Guaranteed, it will collapse. You know, all those great things you might be doing, but apart from Christ, it will all collapse. Jesus is the only foundation. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Now this verse is not saying that there are other foundations. It says the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The apostles and prophets, who are they? They are the ones who wrote the Bible. So, you put all this thing together. The only foundation then is Jesus Christ and His Word. It is promised, this was promised even from the Old Testament. Isaiah 28 verse 16, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed. That foundation, which was promised by God, has come. Jesus Christ is that foundation. And we must build our houses, we must build our lives on that rock, Jesus Christ. All our obedience must come flow out of our faith in Jesus Christ. Otherwise, whatever you do, it's not perfect, so it is sin. That is the only way that whatever we do will be accepted by our Father as the perfect obedience. The essence of our works is our faith. We have said that faith without works is dead. But works without faith is also dead. John chapter 6, verse 28-29. Therefore they said to Jesus, what shall we do so that we may work the works of God? They asked this question. What can we do so that we may do the works of God? And hear what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. Do you understand what Jesus is saying there? If you want to do the works of God, It's not about you go out and building, I don't know, hospital or building a school or do all these good things that world will praise you. And I'm not saying those things are bad. If you are able, do that. But works of God is that you believe in Jesus Christ. And only in Jesus Christ, whatever works you might be doing in your lives will be accepted by the Father as something that He could enjoy and be pleased with. Without Christ, the best thing you could do is also sin. Don't be proud of your best works because it is sin without Christ. Because it was never perfect. But only in Christ, who obeyed God perfectly in your place. So by faith in Him, you do whatever, then that mediocre works that you have done is now accepted by Father as a perfect obedience. Only in Christ. Now, to obey the Word of God is to be more like Jesus Christ. The Word of God records the will of God. To obey the Word of God is to obey the will of God. And this is how Jesus Christ lived His life when He came. John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." And He did all that for you. He did all that instead of you. In your places, He did that. John chapter 4, I read that. We are to live this very life that Jesus has lived, but we could only do it in faith in Him. Now, if we build our houses on the foundation of Jesus Christ, then verse 48b, "And when a flood occurred and torrent burst against that house, could not shake it because it had been well built." So even though your house itself is not perfect, but just because you build it on the foundation of Jesus Christ, when the final judgment comes, that house will stand. Meaning that your life, your mediocre life, the life that filled with sin, it will bring glory to God because as much as you obeyed in your life, but never perfect, but you did it in Christ, so that God will actually accept your works that was not perfect because it is in Christ. So that you may actually bring glory to Him by your mediocre life. And I'm not saying you should just live mediocre life, but your best is just mediocre. And that's the fact. But that life will be bring glory to God because you did all that in faith in Jesus Christ. No matter how much sufferings and trials come, the house will stand. What we read in that verse is like description of God's judgment according to Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, like flood and torrent. Thus our verse shows that those who build a house on the rock, on Jesus Christ, will overcome the final judgment of God. But no matter how wonderful the house might be, If it is built on the foundation that is other than Jesus Christ, which is no foundation at all, verse 49b, the torrent burst against it and immediately it collapsed. And the ruin of that house was great. Complete destruction, eternal ruin. Brothers and sisters, I say it again. We do our best. Of course, we have to do our best. But we know that our best is never perfect. And God could only accept perfect. Thus, we must do all things by faith in Jesus Christ, because He has obeyed God in all things perfectly. When we believe that Jesus has done that for us, our not-so-perfect works are accepted by God in Christ as perfect works. Only in Christ. His perfect obedience is our obedience. Jesus' perfect obedience is your obedience. But you have to believe. So as much as you have obeyed, that much you participate in Jesus' perfect obedience. In Him, your works are accepted as perfect obedience, and as much as you obey, that much you participated in the life of Jesus Christ. And that you wanted more and more. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we must trust Jesus Christ and we must depend on Him and Him alone. We must live by faith. All others will collapse. Only Jesus will remain. Only the eternal temple that Jesus has built will stand forever. Only heaven, which is accomplished by Jesus, will remain forever. And to obey God by faith in Jesus Christ is to witness our reality of heaven. Ultimately, to witness that it is Jesus Christ who alone accomplishes is the true purpose of our true works. We work to show that it is Jesus who is working in us. Otherwise, we will never do anything by faith. But when we do, you witness what Jesus Christ has already accomplished in you, in your life. That's the purpose of our lives. It's not to do something so that next generation can remember your name. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to witness Christ. And even our good works will witness Christ, His good works in us. Maybe non-Christian might not get that, but that's our purpose. We work to show that it is Jesus who already accomplished all things. Are your works, brothers and sisters, are they the house you built on Jesus Christ? Or are they just the result of your effort showing how able you are? Is there any boasting in your works? Or there is absolutely no boasting at all? Because you know, the only way your works will be received by the Father is only in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." If you boast, if you think that it is somehow you who are doing these things, especially when the world praises you, then you are denying the gospel. It's not you. Because whatever you might be doing, whatever you do, God cannot accept it. God is not pleased with it because it is sin. But only way that He will accept is that you do that in Christ. And once you do it in Christ, there is no boasting. Because that faith lets you know that it is only Jesus Christ who did anything that is good. Only the house that He has built doesn't collapse. Ah, some Christians are full of it. They think it's all them. Because they do not understand the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For who regards you as a superior? God asks. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? This is God saying to you. Whatever you might have in your life, who gave it to you? Is there anything in your life that you did not receive from God? And if you did receive it, then why do you boast? As if you did not receive it. God is asking you. Go home and read it again, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Yes, our works witness Jesus' works. They witness our reality of salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. But to this world, they are our works. When they see our lives, how else are they going to understand? They're going to praise us. But you and I know. We know that it is all Jesus Christ. Thus, we give Him and Him alone all the glory. Because He is the only one who truly deserves all the glory. And I pray, every one of you sitting there, that today's passage will be gospel to you. Yes, you hear, but you don't obey. But you live by faith in Jesus Christ. That you trust Christ. And you are building your lives on Christ. So that even the house that you have built, the life that you live, it's not perfect at all. It's just lousy. But that much you did, it will stand in Christ. And God will receive it because He's in Christ. So, even as you realize your life is full of sin, and yet God receives you as someone who lived that perfect life. So it's gospel. It's good news. Trust Christ. Trust Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You that it is Jesus Christ. From the beginning to the end, it's all Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank You for the faith that You have given us, so that we may live by that faith, faith in Jesus Christ, so that all our lives, everything that we did in Christ, that you will receive it with joy. And Father, we thank you that is so. Because if you're just asking us to do something perfectly, then we are all doomed. Because there's no way we could obey you perfectly. But we are able now in Jesus Christ. And we thank you that is the gospel. Oh Father, we give you all the glory and honor and power. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.